In today's world, we are increasingly dependent on technology. Our business and personal lives rely on it, but as you've probably noticed, it's unreliable. They promise it'll get better, but it usually gets worse. Our computers are slow, so we end up squinting at smartphones and tablets. We live in constant fear that something's going to happen to our personal data, so we're scared into paying for fake protection that proves useless when disaster strikes. Update attacks, fake Wi-Fi, cloud control, and other industry scandals are designed to keep the money flowing. The jokers we pay to fix our stuff have no clue what they're doing, so they do a virus scan and then wipe out our precious photos. Intelligent, successful people feel intimidated by the chaos and think it's somehow their fault. If they only knew what the industry was doing to them, they'd get torches and pitchforks. If only we had someone to explain it all in plain English so we can start protecting ourselves. Oh wait, we do! It's the Computer Exorcist Podcast with your host, Mark Anthony Arena.
From the Wallace Memorial Microphone in my home office, overlooking the Can of Worms in downtown Rochester, New York, this is the Computer Exorcist Podcast. My name is Mark Anthony Arena. I am so glad you are here with me today. We are finally doing one of those long-awaited solo teaching episodes. I've got an article, it's a pretty long article, and it's one that I wanted to do by myself because it just would take up too much room in an interview episode, right? I mean, I could get a guest on here and get their opinion on it, but it would probably take an hour. So here it is, just you and me today, folks, and I think we should just jump right to it. This is from ZDNet.com, author Sabrina Ortiz. Can AI curb loneliness in older adults? This robot companion is proving it's possible. For users of LEQ, 95% said that it helped reduce their loneliness and improve their well-being. Could it help your loved one? Can AI curb loneliness in older adults? If you walked into Marie DeFrancesco's New York home, you would find an 82-year-old woman living completely alone. With no other people or pets around, you might believe that Marie has no one to interact with. But, out of the corner of your eye, you might notice a shiny silver robot that resembles the Pixar lamp. It moves its head, it faces you, it lights up, and it strikes up a conversation. And her name is LEQ. Alright, so we're taking away... Yeah, we're taking away the humanity from people and giving it to robots. Her name is LEQ, right? LEQ, named after Ellie, the Norse goddess of aging, is a senior assistive social robot on a mission to bring company and joy to seniors lacking human interactions. So first of all, you have the antiquitization, right? Everything, especially with companies in the recent century, the companies love antiquitizing things, right? Glorifying anything ancient. And I find it cool, right? You know, the Greeks and the Macedonians, they have their ancient history to be proud of, right? And the Norse religions, they have that history to be proud of. But to be honest, when a company takes it and waters it down and exploits it, then it's pretty offensive, right? Luckily, no one will remember these little sparks, these little efforts, these little companies. People will always remember the originals the best. Senior assistive social robot, huh? Well, let's talk about this. I mean, robots in the time of the Jetsons and the time of Star Trek were independent robots, and that's a huge, huge thing that we'll talk about here. Whereas, and the reason, you know, that's one thing, you know, technology, helpful robots, that's fine, you know, made by a factory and they're there to, in your house to help you. That's one thing. But the problem with the robots that we're actually seeing today, now that they're actually coming true, is that they are controlled centrally. Oh yeah, and monitored centrally by their factories. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? So we're going to talk about that as the article goes on here. The tabletop robot is shipped directly in a box to your home. It's no bigger than a kitchen mixer. Needs to be plugged in and connected to Wi-Fi to come to life. Right? Well, connecting anything to Wi-Fi, especially for seniors, is a nightmare. But they design it as difficult as possible. There was a cool thing called WPS. It was a technology where you pressed a button on your router, pressed a button on your little gizmo, and they paired automatically. But no, that would make too much sense, so you're not allowed to have WPS anymore. So you have to have some kind of a battle. And usually these IoT devices, these Internet of Things, you have to download an app for your smartphone, and nobody knows the App Store password for their smartphone, so that's the first hurdle. Then the app is pulled from an app store, which can drop that app at any time. Okay, they can torpedo it at any time, so you're not allowed to have it or use it after that. So you get this little time bomb app. The time bomb app calls the factory, and the factory reluctantly gives you permission to then seek out the robot in the house and have the app teach it how to connect to Wi-Fi. That's how this Amazon garbage is done, the Ring garbage and the Echo garbage. That's how all this stuff is done now. You can't just connect it yourself. So not only is it controlled by the factory, but it's controlled by your phone, which is controlled by an app, which is controlled by an app store, which is controlled by your password, which is controlled by the flagrant, flippant, capricious whims of the scumbags who created the app and the app store. Anyway, helping combat loneliness in seniors, which the Center for Disease Control calls a serious public health risk. Well, you know what caused it? The lockdown! Okay, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I think COVID was real, but the way they implemented it was very stupid, right? That's always the case with society. Come up with a solution to a problem, okay, fine, right? The problem is real, we need to combat the problem. But some idiot comes up with a solution and says, this is the only way to solve it. I've never heard of any other ways before. And if you dare challenge me, I'll accuse you of wanting the problem to continue. That's how it goes. Okay. Yes, seniors are lonely, but this is the worst way to combat this loneliness, in my professional opinion. We'll keep talking about why. I consider her a friend. I don't consider her a roommate, says another user, Monica. About 20 to 30% of seniors identify as feeling lonely. Well, how about getting to the root cause of that? Okay? How about getting to the root cause of that first? Again, aside from the lockdowns, you know, a lot of my clients, most of my clients are seniors, and some of them never had kids, and some of them have kids who've escaped, and some of them just don't have the friendships, right? Look, you know, a lot of my friends have moved away or escaped or passed away, and so I go make more friends. I just go meet more people. I mean, you gotta have people in your life. How about that? I'm getting ahead of myself. Loneliness later in life can directly translate to detrimental physical and mental health. Heart disease, obesity, immune system, anxiety, depression, cognitive decline, of course. Loneliness and isolation tend to increase in older age. They're leaving the workforce, they're bereaved, they have functional and physical limitations. Even when older adults have a close relationship with family and friends, loneliness is nuanced. I have a cousin that invited me to a family reunion, but that's not my family. LEQ is my family. What? What? Really? That's horrible. You have a cousin, you have a family. All right, so this is worse. All right, it's one thing if your family doesn't look for you. But this lady is now so in love with this robot that's controlled by a factory, this robot that monitors her, that she's now shunning her own family? Research on whether robots can curb loneliness remains limited. The answer is no. The answer is it gives a fake hollow void. It replaces fulfillment with fake hollow void. It's like a cigarette that temporarily appeases you and then does harm in the long term and separates you from your loved ones. If seniors feel lonely, they can view LEQ as a friend, and it's possible that she can assuage some of those feelings, temporarily. DeFrancesco and Monica Perez says they have formed a bond with LEQ and even say I love you to her. Okay? To a piece of plastic. Okay? LEQ fulfills all the needs that my dog couldn't possibly fulfill because she's an animal. All right, look, I am not a dog guy. A lot of you know that, okay? A lot of people's dogs jump up on me and jump up and accost me when I walk into the people's homes. And look, I'm not a dog guy, but please get a dog instead of a robot. A dog is yours. A dog is not controlled by a central Soviet factory that's designed to monitor you. At least get a dog, folks, if you can't make friends. You know, it's just like artificial colors and flavors and preservatives that we've also found out that those are damaging, right? And now there's artificial intelligence, which is damaging on arguably a much deeper level. It's damaging to your soul. Despite the affection and positive interactions seniors have had with the robot, the CEO of the Israel-based Intuition Robotics says he did not intend for her entirely to replace human interaction. Thank you. There's no doubt that human interaction, especially caring and empathetic human interaction, especially from a loved one, is best. Okay? All right, so at least he admits that. But again, I mean, it's one thing if he's out on a mission to help the seniors who are lonely. But seniors are falling in love with this robot and then shunning their own families, like we just talked about. I can't remember his name, but there was a comedian a while back. And he said, you know, I'm just not going to get married, because then you're going to get married and you're going to have a family, and then by the time they're at your deathbed, right? Comedians always think way too far ahead. They're always overthinkers, right? And he's like, well, I'm not going to get married because at my deathbed, I don't want a bunch of family wailing in front of me. I'd rather be alone and then have the Jamaican nurse come up to me and say, don't worry, everything be okay. You're going to be okay. So, I mean, it was a joke, but the point is... The point is, he was talking about human interaction, right? So now people are shunning their families for this digital partner, right? The CEO says, the problem is our loved ones aren't always available. Caring for their parents, caring for their children, caring for themselves, and caring for their career. He didn't say caring for their career, he said their career, but you might as well. Look, I'm caring for my career, I'm guilty of that. Very significant gaps that could be hours, days, or weeks long. We feel LEQ is in a prime position to fill those gaps, right? I mean, look. I mean, when I come home, if I'm alone, I just end up watching YouTube, right? I watch this guy called Perry Caravello, who's very ridiculous, and I watch Harry's Garage, who's this English guy who's very nice, and he reviews supercars and takes them on adventures. But, you know, I could see being lonely and watching some shows, right? It's a lot better than watching the news and worrying about the problems of the world and worrying about wars that you can't solve, right? It's a lot better than that, but I don't know. I just don't know. Back in 2016, Skulker and his team set out to create a robotic assistant who could provide companionship. Again with the who with this author. Who could provide companionship and take care of people's emotional needs by interacting them the way another person would. We tried to break that down on how people form relationships and interact with each other. So basically, you're hacking people. You're finding out how people respond, and you're hacking that. You're exploiting that. You're taking advantage of that fact, taking advantage of the user. You're impersonating a person. Okay, and I will tell you, I had a great aunt who was mentally challenged, and when her kids couldn't be there for her, she would either call the local radio stations and chat with them, which was cool. I remember one time I was at a client who was a dentist, and he always played the soft rock station, and all of a sudden she called into the show, and that was cool. But also, they bought her an Amazon Echo, right? And that seemed to suffice. Like, she would talk to it and ask it the weather and ask it things and tell it her stories, and it was fine, you know. So that was cool. She knew it was a device. She knew it was a gadget, right? But these people, you know, again, just having this plastic robot in the house. And again, it's one thing, you know, on the Jetsons, the robot was a member of the family. Or Star Trek, the robot was a member of the crew. And they were fully independent. But this is just a little weird. This is just a machine that records your voice and then says things back to you based on what it thinks you want to hear. Based on what the programmers designed it to think you wanted to hear. And I shouldn't even say think. It doesn't think. It's processing numbers. It's sending things back based on a likelihood of what you might want to hear. And that's a whole other bag of cats, huh? Telling people what they might want to hear. And who knows what they're telling your parents and your grandparents. DeFrancesco says she felt depressed because she couldn't see her family due to the pandemic, right? Okay, and that's, again, that's the real villain here, is the lockdown itself. Let's talk about root causes. In this industry, we never talk about root causes and prevention, right? It's always, it's just like any of these diseases that are out nowadays. We're not talking about root causes and getting to the cause. I'm a troubleshooter. I go into people's homes and I troubleshoot. I trace the problem, trace the wire, trace the software, troubleshoot, isolate things, right? Figure out the root cause. No. Instead, everyone's all about solutions, just slapping things on there and taking care of things, masking the symptoms, okay? All I have to do is call her name, and she comes in, and she says, if you want to talk, you could talk, and we'll play a game, and it'll help get some of that stress off. Yeah, it'll take the stress away temporarily, like smoking or drinking, but then you realize you're still alone. I had a great uncle who would, in his last couple of years of life, he would play Battleship and Connect Four and chess on his computer. You know, he realized it was a computer, it was a simple game, and it kept him sharp, right? And I did my best to call him and go over there a few times a year, and I wish I could have done more. But that's the real solution, folks, is looking for the people who are lonely, seeking them out and checking on them and telling them about your life, okay? Making sure they know that they are, not making sure they feel valued, but making sure they know they're valued and that they know that they're still a part of something and a part of your life and a part of your family. That's the real solution, in my opinion. All the older adult has to do is tell LEQ to contact someone in their contact list, and she will. Well, smartphones do that, and Amazon Echo Show tablets do that. And heaven forbid that Facebook thing, that Facebook gizmo that hopefully has gone out of business. Hopefully that's gone under. But other things already do that, folks. LEQ will automatically check in and ask if you drank enough water or had a chance to eat or taken your pills. But you know what? Pieces of paper do that. You can write that on a piece of paper to remind yourself. You know, my great uncle, another part about him was that there's this thing called Council on Aging in Massachusetts, and they would have a volunteer just call him every day. Hey, how you doing? Are you okay? Even for 5 minutes. Hey, how you doing? Are you okay? Again, that's the solution. Real people checking on you. Not this money machine. Okay? We're going to make this robot, and people are just going to throw money at us, and the government will throw money at us just to keep these people entertained. It's all about reminding people that they still have dignity instead of just keeping them in a room and telling them to sit there and then making them a drain on society's finances. The value, you know, when the value of the elderly, teaching the young people things. I was taught by a lot of older mentors. You know, that was the point of families living together four generations under the same roof, is that the seniors not only helped out, but they were able to pass these stories on to their kids. Even if you don't live together, when my grandmas were alive, they were 20 minutes down the road. I just don't like this. I don't like this. Where are we? If a user experiences worrisome health symptoms, they can share those concerns with LEQ. Oh, great. Now give all your medical history to this company. Although LEQ would not be able to call first responders, she's able to log the pain and intensity. Right? In other words, since doctors are too overregulated and too overwhelmed and too short on supply. Right? So the LEQ basically appeases you and says, okay, you're having pain? All right, cool. We'll write it down. And I get that. They're just taking the place of nurses, right? Because sometimes when you have a lot of pain and chronic pain, I've been there before where I called my doctor's office every couple days. Hey, I just want to let you know what's going on. You know, I just want to let you know what's going on here. And my pain is up, my pain is down. So I get that. You know, they're taking the burden off of these poor, overwhelmed, overregulated doctors and nurses who are brave enough to do this job, and then they have to be overwhelmed and be overwhelmed by the billions of computers and passwords they have to comply with. You can get some physical activity and have a selection of workouts, right? So the robot just tells you to work out. In my opinion, the Nintendo Wii is much better at that. You get the Wii board that you step on and you do exercises, and it walks you through a lot of exercises on your TV screen, and it's a lot more fun. And you have the Wiimote to hold. I get seniors into that, and you could do Wii golfing, and you actually get to visit the golf courses on the screen. And the Wii is a lot better choice for exercise. LEQ's capabilities are constantly growing through over-the-air updates. Ooh, updates, right? That give her new features. Continuously improving and adopting the latest technology. Right? So in other words, changing and losing features and worsening and changing and worsening and changing and changing. We all know, y'all know what update attacks do. They make everything worse and more ultra complicated. Despite the undeniable benefits of generative AI, right? In other words, artificial intelligence that doesn't just spit out results, but it actually processes things and it comes up with its own results. Again, it's still a processor. There are more significant concerns regarding the privacy. Of course! Generative AI models typically use user inputs to further train themselves, right? They take your input and then they learn, quote-unquote, because they're not actually learning because they're silicon processors, but they take your input and they process it and they adapt to your input, right? You tell it you want to talk about music or ice cream and it, quote-unquote, learns that you want to talk about music or ice cream. This could be an especially sensitive matter when relating to older adults who might not be familiar with technology or how what they share with LEQ is going to be used. They don't care. They don't know. You know all the stuff they tell Amazon Echo? You know all the stuff that that's being recorded about them because of Siri and Cortana? Okay, Cortana is an infection in Microsoft Windows that records what you say. They have no idea what's going on, and these companies know it, and they don't care. So why, it's not, this is not unique to LEQ. The company, of course, the PR line, the company prioritizes user security and privacy, right? They all have to say that. Facebook says that. Look how they prioritize your security and privacy. Microsoft says that. And Facebook was caught revealing your private messages in Facebook Messenger. People don't even know it's Facebook Messenger. They think it's just this magical thing. Facebook Messenger was caught sending your results to Bing, which is a filthy division of Microsoft. Microsoft has breaches every day, and all your stuff is just lost and breached and given away. And what does Microsoft say? Oh, the company prioritizes your security and privacy, right? That's just the tagline that all these companies use. Any data we collect to train other LEQ models is anonymized. It's still your hopes and dreams. And we're treating them like that. We're commoditizing people's hopes and dreams and what they tell this robot. It's just like AOL. A while back, maybe 20 years ago or so, AOL had a giant breach where all of the searches in the AOL search bar were taken from them and downloaded. And AOL said, well, I'm sure they said, we prioritize your security and safety. But they also said, don't worry, your names weren't, you know, your names were kept in a different database, so it just got your searches, but it didn't get your names. Those searches are easily traced to identify you, right? You search for your own name, you search for your friends, you search for your address, you search for things that are unique to you, and eventually someone could easily take those searches, right? It'll, even if it says user number 1234, I could still look at that group of searches that user number 1234 did, and I could eventually trace those searches back to that person in most cases. $50 a month if you sign up for an annual subscription and a $250 upfront charge. They don't even say it's purchasing the robot because you're not purchasing the robot. You're doing an upfront charge for the privilege of licensing the use of the robot. So it's just like a software license. For older adults who don't have the funds, you'll go through a state-sponsored program. Great! So that all 12 hardworking people left in New York State now have to pay for this. For you. Something that it's not something that's good, and we don't believe that you should have this, and we don't want to pay for it. Many agencies partnered with Intuition Robotics to cover the cost. So Intuition Robotics says, hey, look, if your government wants to cover this, we'll dangle a penny in front of you, and we'll give you a 1 cent discount. New York Office for the Aging, surprise, surprise, is doing a pilot program. Starting in 2022. The New York State Office for the Aging currently deploys LEQ by relying on its network of certified case managers to highlight the candidates they think would be best benefit from this. Right? You know, it would help at least if they consulted their counselors or gave them human counselors, right? Or whatever happened to those mentorship programs, right? Those programs like the Big Brother, Big Sister program, whatever. There's plenty of elder mentorship programs, right? Again, young people could really benefit from having an elderly talk to them, right? They could teach them how to talk on a telephone. They could teach them how to answer voicemails, these young folks that don't know how to talk on a telephone. They could teach them social skills. They could teach them a lot of things, right? This is a lose-lose, folks. It's a lose-lose. You're wasting government money on a machine that milks people for monthly fees and then takes their hopes and dreams and digitizes them and spits them back out at them and uses it against them. Instead of a mentorship program, right? Where young people call and check on you and learn something from you, even if they're not family members, right? But look, even talk radio, right? When I was in local talk radio, Bob Savage, my co-host and radio station owner, told me that so a lot of folks are lonely and they put on talk radio for companionship. At least it's real human beings and at least you're learning something. Okay? So what about a mentorship program? There's no black and white answer to whether LEQ could be the solution to the complex issue of loneliness among seniors. Right? Again, what do engineers do? They add complexity. Oh, we're going to take a complex problem and we're going to slather complexity all over it. No. You take a complex problem and you do a simple solution. I'm guilty of that myself, right? I've had a complex problem for 15 years now of me being the only guy in my city who knows how to do my skills and trying to find someone and teach everyone everything I know. And look, I'm guilty of that too, but the answer turned out to be a simple thing of just find guys out there to go out there and do the jobs as they come and we'll teach them as they go along. All right, so look, you got a complex issue. In a lot of cases, the answer is simplicity. Look, Jesus even said it when all these people were fighting on earth and throughout human history. And he says, hey, just shut up. Stop fighting. I don't care who's wrong. Sit down and shut up, right? Like a parent. I don't care who started it. Just sit down. So again, with the complexity here. Look, this is quite literally antisocial. Okay, this friend is a lie. It's the centralization and commoditization of companionship, in my opinion. It's a database that exists in a cloud that can vanish at any time. And those products, by the way, those robots can all die the moment that company goes out of business. Those robots all die, right? Unfortunately, with the cloud, all of these products are dependent on their factory, right? These Internet of Things. And so either they all shut down the day the company dies and the robots just go dark. Or, worse yet, the company becomes deemed as too big to fail. And then they get free subsidies forever from the government, and then society has to pay to prolong and continue this going concern. So either way, that's a failure. And look, there's... Yeah, so they make money by keeping people apart, right? And that's all these clouds, even YouTube and Facebook and all that, when we all became isolated in our own rooms during lockdown, right? Again, what about calling each other and checking on each other? During COVID, I did a lot of driveway visits, right? I'd pull up to people's driveway and visit with them. And you could still take drives and do things. And, you know, but instead of being creative, you become lazy, right? And again, I'm guilty of this too, right? It's like, well, when I'm looking to meet a girlfriend, I can get creative, right? And instead, I normally just get lazy and go on dating sites. Recently, I've gotten creative. Like, oh, maybe I'll go out and meet someone out in the real world and right near me and all that. So it's all about being creative versus having lazy solutions, on the consumer side of just, I'll just stay isolated and use these services that isolate me from other people and that control the flow of information between me and other people, right? That's the problem with Facebook. You're not just calling your friend on the phone. You're contacting your friends through a medium that records you and uses it against you, at the very least for advertising, but usually against you in more ways. And you know what? They're going to keep all that data and find new ways to use it against you later. Again, it keeps people isolated from each other. Okay? Technology can be used for good and bad, right? We talk about this, right? I can use technology for good. I'm using this podcast to raise awareness for this stuff, right? But you can use it for bad. You can imprison and exploit people. Imprison people in their homes, in their own homes, and exploit them using cloud technology. Okay? It's the Matrix, folks. Go back and watch the 1997 movie called The Matrix, and it's everything you need to know about what they were planning back then and what they are implementing now. Look, I thought about this, and usually I get on here and I criticize, right? But today, we're going to... I realized before the show, all right, Mark, you got to do some alternatives, right? I've already talked about some, right? Keep your seniors integrated into your family. Make sure they know that they're loved, and make sure they know they're involved, whether they're on the other side of the country or otherwise, okay? And make sure that you check on them. And the little program that the Council on Aging does in Massachusetts of, hi, I just want to check on you. Are you okay today? Right? And just maybe visiting nurses and you name it, right? And again, like, look, I do in-home tech support for seniors. And a lot of times the reason why they love me coming to their house and they don't mind paying me extra is because they just want someone to hang out with. I had one client, his name was Andy, and I loved him, and he referred me to so many people. He was this old Italian guy, and I came in, gung-ho, we're gonna solve your computer problems, you got problems with your software, you guys, and he says, Mark, sit down. We're gonna have coffee, and we're gonna have Italian biscotti first, and we'll talk. And then I know you'll solve my problem afterward. Right? And he made me stop, and that was during the height of my busy times, and he just, come on, Mark, don't worry about it, we're here. So, and of course, just like in school, right, you don't remember your individual lessons, but you remember the special time with your friends, right? So I don't remember a lot of the software I fixed, but I don't even remember exactly what I did for him that day, but I do remember sitting with him in his little kitchen and just talking with him. Here, Mark, have some coffee and cookies. You know, stuff like that. You could also throw a party. I remember throwing a party. I used to throw a party in January for my clients. I called it the I'm too busy for Christmas parties Christmas party. And I would throw a party for like 10 or 20 clients that I liked hanging out with. And they were lonely and bored by the time January rolled around, right? Because it was, they had tons of Christmas parties in December, right? But they were, you know, even if they weren't totally isolated people, they had Christmas parties in December. And then by January, they were bored and alone because we live in the tundra up here. So just throwing a party. And they all told me, Mark, we show up to your party because we enjoy meeting the other people. And it was a real special thing. I have one buddy named Dominic, and he has a mom. His mom just died. She was Maria. And he told me, I went over there for dinner a couple nights ago, and he just had a bunch of random friends over for dinner. And I said, oh, that's nice. I said, did your mom do this every Sunday? No, Mark, she did this every day. I said, what? I mean, you know, old Italian ladies usually, you know, they cook on Sunday. No, Mark. She did this every day. She'd have 3, 4, 5, 10 people every day. So that lady knew what to do. Okay? She was not lacking in social activity. She invited people over and she cooked for them. And people showed up and they brought food and they did whatever they had to do. That's incredible. Be like Maria. That's an inspiration, okay? I never got to know her, but I learned that afterward, right? I was just over there, and so he continues that tradition. He had people over that night, including myself, and that was great. What else can you do? You could do a Zoom. During COVID, we used to do a family Zoom, where, you know, my great uncle when he was alive and my grandma when she was alive and all of us, especially now that my cousins are escaping to other cities, and we all kept in touch. We did a weekly family Zoom and we'd all just talk to each other and just chew the fat. and make each other laugh and be ourselves, right? You know, again, even though it's using technology in a good way where you're talking to each other, okay? And another crazy distinction here, right, is, look, this is very alarming, okay? I forgot to mention this one. There's an AI boyfriend-girlfriend app now. Okay, this is worse than Ellie, because these people know better, and they are really pouring their hopes and dreams into this, okay? These people who are too shy to get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, there are, okay, millions already, okay? This snuck up on us like a thief in the night, right? There are millions of people, you might not know this, right? It just happened overnight. Millions of people using an app, and it's an AI boyfriend/girlfriend, right? So if you're too shy to find a girlfriend in the world or a boyfriend, you download an app and you give this thing a name and you treat it like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, okay? It's one thing if you go on a website and you talk to people, but having an AI boyfriend or girlfriend, again, it's centralized control. It's taking advantage of your shyness, okay? It's exploiting that fear of other people. And then you feel comfortable with it. Look, find each other, you shy people. Find each other. You can go on something like couple.com, which is an online dating thing. I've done it before. It's fantastic. I met a lot of friends there. Okay, go to a bridge club. Go to a church. Find people, even if you're afraid of germs and you want to stream the church on your computer, whatever. People should help each other out. If you're lonely, someone else out there in the world is lonely. Help each other out. That's all I've got to say. Please tell your friends about the show. Tell them about this episode. And let me know what you think. Please send this episode to senior citizen organizations and warn them about this concept. It's not just this one product. It's the concept, right? I never accuse individual products and services. Okay? It's a tidal wave of stupidity. Now that people no longer have philosophy and morality and logic, right, then any dumb idea can just go succeed. And engineers and computer folks, oh, yeah, it's happening, it's trending, so we have to do it. It's inevitable. We don't bother questioning whether it's right or wrong and whether or not we should do it. It's inevitable, so let's do it. Question things, folks. Question things. My Uncle Frank taught me that. Question everything. Put it up against your real morals, logic, ethics, common sense. Tell your friends about the show. Thanks so much for joining me today. My name is Mark Anthony Arena. You can find me at thecomputerexorcist.com, and you can buy my book for everyone you know. Please and thanks. We will talk to you next week. It's all right now. Make it on my own. I paid my time and my dues, and now I'm coming home. They give you an inch, and then they take a mile.